Now time for Locker Room Chat with Nemaha Central Boys Head Basketball Coach John Thomas after a couple games that we broadcasted this past week right here on KMZA. And Coach, we'll start off with your guys' win over Jefferson West. You guys win that one by a handful, 65-48 being the final score. Abe Hilbert with 16 points in that one. He was pretty solid for most of the day. He made two field goals in all four quarters, and he was just really consistent in that one.
Yeah, he's steadily become more consistent and running the floor really well for us, posting up well for us, and finishing at the hole for us.
And you got a 9-0 run to start the second quarter and able to take care of the Tigers in that one. And then as for the game on Tuesday against Riverside, you guys start off, you guys get down 7-1 early, but then you go on a 24-4 run. And then on top of that, you guys outscore the Cyclones 23-1 in the third quarter. And Coach, it's pretty difficult for a team to come back from that kind of a situation.
Yeah, we started the game a little differently with it being senior night and didn't have quite the focus we needed to have early on, but got our focus realigned and when we started running and getting the ball where we wanted to get the ball, we started converting shots and defensively we were solid most of the night.
And then Carter Kramer was able to score 5 points there in the fourth quarter. Place was going crazy. What was that like for you guys?
It was a good deal for Carter and for our team and for our fans. Carter works hard. He's a good kid, and he's deserving of all the good that comes to him.
Yeah, a senior and fantastic way to end his career at Nemaha Central. But kind of talking about you guys moving forward here with Substate, you guys are the 3-seed, losing the coin toss, unfortunately, against Rossville. You guys will be taking on Marysville, and, of course, a very familiar opponent. You guys faced them twice midway through the season, all the way back on January 18th. You beat them 50-27 in the midseason tournament, and then you beat them at home 51-49 via a buzzer beater on a tip-in. So, I mean, like you said this before this call started, you are very familiar with each other.
Yeah, that's probably the scary part. They're very familiar with us, and Coach Brown does such a good job over there that we're going to have to be very, very, very prepared. We knew all season when we saw the Substates come out, we thought that there were six schools in the Substate. Any one of them could come out of the Substate as a winner, and they're certainly right in that category. And so, we just hope to keep building up what we've done here recently. And if we can have the success we've had here recently, then we've got a shot.
Absolutely. And kind of just looking at the bracket as a whole, I know you say you want to focus one game at a time, but you mentioned how difficult this bracket is. What are some things about this bracket that makes it so challenging?
Well, the top six seeds are 500 or better as far as the records are concerned. And we've got the entire Mid-East League in ours, except for the two that aren't in 3A, the Rock Creek and Wabunsee. But the Mid-East League was very, very, very competitive this year. And then we've got Beloit in there who, I've been helping with the rankings all year, with the coaches' rankings, and I've had them number one all year. So I have a lot of respect for what they do and the personnel that they have right now. I think there's a lot of athleticism in this group of especially the top six schools, and any one of those six schools can get hot for three games and get through the Substate.
Thunder trying to get back to state. Their path will begin on Monday at 7:00 against Marysville. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
You betcha. Thank you.
That was Nemaha Central Boys Head Basketball Coach John Thomas here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.